Rishus, Rosh HaKoilel. To be honest, if you came from Miami to London in the middle of the winter, that would be Mesiras Nefesh. Rishus, the Chavri HaKoilel and the Lomdei HaKoilel. Tonight we're going to discuss names, people that have two names. Truth is, when you go through Tanakh, you won't find almost anyone with two names. And the Achronim say that even if you find someone in Nach with two names, one was a real name and one was a kinui, one was a nickname. In the Rishonim, there were two notable Rishonim that had two names. In Tosfos, there's Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael, and there's the Ramah Mefano, Menachem Azariah Mefano. They both had two names. Today, it's very, very common that people have two names. And we have a simple chakira we want to discuss tonight. Imagine someone has two names, two totally unconnected names, Reuven and Shimon. They're not connected. My name happens to be Shraga Feivel, but Shraga means light in Aramaic, and Phobius means light in Greek, so really it's one name, it's just in different languages. But if someone has a name, Reuven, Shimon, does he have two names? There are some people that have one name, Reuven, the other people call it Shimon. Each one has one name. This person has two names, or no? A person only can have one name. This person's one name happens to be made up of two words. But it's one name made up of two words, or is it two different names? That's the chakira we're going to discuss tonight. Now, you might be thinking, what earthly difference does it make if he has two names or he has one name which is made up of two words? We'll give you... We'll give you five nafkaminas tonight. And there's many more. Sefer Kolboy says... Placebo effect. In Sefer Kolboy, it says, brought down in Yeridei Shin Lamed Hei, if a person has a chayla, mishanim shmai, you make a shinu Hashem on a chayla. That's based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin. Dalet Dvarim Mekaren Dinai Shel Adam, one of them is a shinu Hashem. And we learn it out from the pasuk that says, Sarai Leitikra Shema, Sarai Ki Isara Shema. So you change your name and you change the mazel. The Shlach Kodesh says, and the Aruch HaShulchan passes like that, what does it mean that a chayla yemeshana the shame? You add a name. You don't change the person's name. You add the name. You add another name. What name do you add? Some people are believers in adding a name that signifies a refuah, Rafal, Yecheskel, Yosef. There are other minhagim, minig Ashkenaz, is you open up a Sefer Torah, and the first name that you see, that's what you add. Rav Breuer, it was called Rav Yosef Breuer, at the end of his life, when he was ill, they opened up the Sefer Torah, and it said, Lelevi Omar, and therefore he became Rav Levi Yosef Breuer. I wonder if they would have opened up the parsha's bullock. I'm not quite sure what would have happened. I once heard from Rabbi Beryl Pavosky that he was sitting by the Chazon Ish, and someone came in and asked him, my wife is not well, need to add a name. What name should we add? Chazon Ish looks at him and says, Miriam. So he says, but I have a daughter, Miriam. So he said, Dvaira. So they looked at the Chazon Ish and said, why these names? So the Chazon Ish says, it doesn't make any difference what name you add. The whole idea is a Shinui Hashem. It makes it, you can add anything. I said Miriam, because it happens to be Parshas B'Shalach, and she's in Parshas Miriam. He said he has a daughter, Miriam, so I went to Daf Torah, which is the Shiras Dvaira, and I said Dvaira. But Al Kaponim, Minig Ashkenaz is, you add a name. If you look in Tshuvas Maram Chalava, He complains about this minute. He says the people are not changing names. They're just adding a name. Ve'ein ze shinui Hashem. This is not called a shinui Hashem. It's not going to help. Ela tzorach l'shanoisa legamri. You have to change it totally. L'chayra, they're arguing about this nekuda. The Makar is from Sarai. Her name was changed to a different name. Sarah. The Shla Kodesh is saying that if you add a name, you've accomplished the same thing. Because the Shla Kodesh was learning that when you add a name, now the person has a totally new name. Before they were called Miriam, now they're called Miriam Devar. It's a totally new name. It's like God, you switch to Gidon. So too, when you add Reuven and you add Shimon, now the person has a totally new name called Reuven Shimon. Because he's considering it one name. The Maram Chalava says, no, it's not so. You're not changing the person's name. The person's Reuven, and he's still Reuven. He just added another name, Shimon, and therefore it's not sufficient. That's one chelik. Now let's go to Hilchus Gittin, a bit more serious. It says in Eben Ezra, Siman Kuf Chav Tes, Sif Yudalit, Mi sheyesh loy shnei shemes. What happens if a person has two names, Reuven and Shimon? Koisvin, the Mechaber says, Reuven de Miskari Shimon. You call him Reuven, who is called Shimon. This is how when we write a get, commonly you write many names, everything the person is called, and you write, this the person's name is Avram Yaakov, the Miskari Avram, Hamachuna Itzik, let's say. Because you write out everything. So he says, if a person has two names, you write Reuven de Miskari Shimon. The Mechaber says, Ve'im kol sav Reuven Shimon. If you write Reuven Shimon, puzzle. The get would be puzzle. Comes along the Ramah and says, because the times of the Mechaber, people were only called by one name, even if they had two names. Kazo Ramah, the e nikrash b'shnei shemes yachad kosher. If, however, the person is called both names, then it's going to be kosher if you write Reuven Shimon. Now, the Lashon of the Ramah is, sounds like he's agreeing to the Mechaber you should write Reuven the Miskari Shimon, but if you wrote Reuven Shimon and he happens to be called both names, it would be kosher. And in fact, is that what the Ramah meant or no? Did the Ramah mean that if he's called both names, you should bedafka write both names? So if you look in the Beis Meir, the Beis Meir says, it's Mavur from the Lashon of the Ramah, who writes, the E Nikra Shnei Shemes Yachad Kosher, which is the Yevid, that L'chatchila the Ramah is Moedet to the Mechaber, that even if the person is called by both names, you should write Reuven the Miskari Shimon.
Does it mean called Shimon if you call both?
He's Reuven, and he's called Shimon.
He's not called Shimon, he's called Avram Shimon. It's called both names, so he might not be called the first name.
Okay, so we'll explain it. But that's what the Beis Meir says, that you should write Reuven the Miskari Shimon. If you happen to write Reuven Shimon, it would be kosher. It's obviously that the Beis Meir learned that Reuven and Shimon are two names. It's not that he has one name called Reuven Shimon. He has two names. His name is Reuven and his name is Shimon. Just like this one person called Reuven, another person called Shimon. This person has two names. And therefore, the Beis Meir learned that even according to the Ramah, you're supposed to write Reuven the Miskari Shimon. He's Reuven, which is called Shimon. Why Reuven for Shimon? Assuming that he's called Reuven more often than he's called Shimon. The Beis Shmuel disagrees, and he says, Loshen haramah ein meduktik. The Adarabba, if someone is called both names, if you would write Reuven the Miskari Shimon, it would be puzzle. So the Beis Shmuel is saying, no, you should write Reuven Shimon, and if you wrote Reuven the Miskari Shimon, it would be puzzle. Question is, why would it be puzzle in the Beis Shmuel? Now, two ways of learning the Beis Shmuel. Is it pshat because he holds that Reuven Shimon is one name? So if you're going to divide the name, and you write Reuven the Miskari Shimon, you divided a person's name. It would be like someone who's called Reuven and you wrote Reu the Miskari Bein. Is that the reason why it's no good? Or no? Even the Beis Shmuel holds, like the Beis Meir, that the Reuven Shimon is two names. But it so happens to be that if you write Reuven the Miskari Shimon, it makes it sound like there isn't anyone who calls them both names. And that's misleading. This is what we call a shinui hashem. So the shaila is in the Beis Shmuel, who says that it would be puzzle if you wrote Reuven the Miskei Shimon. Is it because you had a chatzi shame? Or is it because it's a shinui hashem? And this is a beferish machlekes. If you look in the Piskei Tshuva in Evan Ezra, Kuf Chavtes, Sif Katan Lamed Vav, it brings the opinion of the Tshuva's Galia Meseches that it's all one name. And therefore, if you write Reuven de Miskri Shimon, it's puzzle because you didn't write a name in the get. You wrote half names. But the Piskei Tshuva himself says, no, I don't think that's pshat. I think the Beis Shmuel also holds that it's two names. It just so happens to be that it's misleading if you write Reuven de Miskri Shimon, because it sounds like that some people call him Reuven, some people call him Shimon, when in reality everyone calls him Reuven Shimon. What's the nafka minna in this? Beis Meir says, write Reuven the Miskri Shimon. Beis Shmuel says, you don't. We happen to paskin like the Beis Shmuel. So when we write a get and someone is called by both names, we'll write Reuven Shimon. If some people will call him Reuven, we'll write Reuven Shimon, the Miskri Reuven. What's the nafka minna? Let's say you have a person who is actually called Reuven Shimon. Everyone calls him Reuven Shimon. And you wrote a get, and you just wrote Reuven. Not Reuven the Miskri Shimon, just plain Reuven. So now it will be telling you how you learn the Beis Shmuel. If Pshat in the Beis Shmuel, the reason why Reuven the Miskri Shimon is possible because you wrote only a half a name. So if you write just Reuven, you also wrote a half a name, and the get would be possible. If, however, the problem with writing Reuven the Miskri Shimon is because it's misleading, well, if you write Reuven alone, then it's not misleading. That's not called a Shinui Hashem. This is a klal in Gittin, that when you write a get, if you wrote one name and you got it right, even if you only write the kinui, he has a nickname, and you just write the kinui, the get is kosher. That's why many times when we write Gittin in Europe and England, it's common that even secular people write come for a get. And you ask them their Shem Kodesh, it's very doubtful. They heard from a great aunt or whatever. When was the last time you were shul? Bar mitzvah. What were you called up then? Denknish. But what does everyone call you? That everyone knows what it calls you. And therefore, many times when we write a get, we just write the English name or even the English nickname, Eddie, Ayin Dalet Yud. Because if you write a get and it just says Eddie, then you should know the get is kosher. If you're going to write Elio, the Miskri Eddie, and his name is not Elio, the get is going to be puzzle. So in Mela, we're going to have a big enough community here. If you're going to write just Reuven on a person who's called Reuven Shimon, according to Beis Shmuel, that Reuven the Miskri Shimon would be puzzle, what would be if you just wrote Reuven? And this is a machlekes. In Tshuvas Marnach, he says it's puzzle, the get is totally puzzle, mifnei shekosav rak chatzi shei. He only wrote a half a name. In the Sefer Michtav Milio, not Rav Dessler, but the one on Seamus Gittin, he says it's kosher de loy havi shinui Hashem. It's not a shinui Hashem. The Mamish arguing in this nekuda. Baruch atadi noli lehenu malach enom shakal yivroi. So we went through shinui Hashem for a chayla and for Gittin. Let's go on to something else. Tzavos Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Well-known Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says, La yisa odam isha sheshma k'shem imay. Don't marry a woman who has the same name as your mother. Oy shmoy k'shem chamov. Well, the Chassid shouldn't have the same name as his father-in-law. The Achreinim speak about, what happens if one of them has one name and one of them has two names? One's called Avram, and one's called Avram Yitzchak. So many Achreinim say that that's all right. That's acceptable. But why it's acceptable, they have a machlekes. Some Achreinim say, the Afla, the Hush of Moshe, the Mili, the Chassidusa, They say as simply as follows. We don't understand what are the reasonings behind the Tzoras of Yehuda Chassid. It's something mystical. And therefore, when something is mystical and you don't understand it, you don't say Svaras in it. You just keep it exactly as it's written. But if the case is slightly different than what was written, Tzoras of Yehuda Chassid, you don't keep it. And therefore, if this one is called Avram and this one's called Avram Yitzchak, so Rabbi Yehuda Chassid didn't say anything about it. Didn't say anything about it. It's mutter. That's how they explain it. If you look in Tshuvas Tzemach Tzedek of Lubavitch, and that's what is known, Shemlech San Sefer, they say a different reason. The reason why someone as Avram could have a son-in-law called Avram Yitzchak is because it's two different names. This person is called Avram, and this person is called Avram Yitzchak. Pashut. Totally different names. And Mamela, that's why it's mutter. What's a nafka mina? Let's say they're both called Avram. You want to do the shidduch. Can you add a name? Get up at the vart and say, Yikarish Shmoy B'Yisrael, Avram Yitzchak. So in Tshuvas Nishal David, Ruach Chaim, Shulchan Ezer, they say no. It's too late. Furthermore, what happens if you have people, one has one name, one has two names, but no one calls the one with two names by the second name? They're all referred to as the same. So Reb Shlomo Kluger and Kina Seferim, the Dvar Moshe say it's Asa. The Tzemach Tzedek in his Tshuva, where he says it's not a problem of Tzavaz of Yehuda Chassid, because it's two different names, says, Aybazai, you can just add a name. If you want to do the shidduch and you want to be makpin on Tzoras of Yehuda Chassid, you just add a name. And even if no one ever uses the name, because it's pashat, these are people with different names. In fact, it's well known, Chassam Sofer had a son-in-law, had a daughter, Simcha, and took a son-in-law called Moshe. And he got up at the vart and said, you know, there is a Tzoras of Yehuda Chassid. And therefore we have to add a name. And he called his son-in-law Moshe Tovia. And he said that really it's impolite to go change your son-in-law's name. Fathers-in-law are not supposed to push around their sons-in-law, and the first thing you don't do at the vart is change his name. But it, so he says, it so happens to be that I'm much older than my son-in-law, and everyone knows me for Moshe for so many years, it's much easier for him to change his name than for me to change my name, and therefore he apologized and he changed his son-in-law's name. So, which doesn't mean you can push around your son-in-law if you apologize. You know, you sit on an English din Torah, yeah, everyone's very polite there, but it doesn't mean that they're really nice, they're just polite. So, you know, so like what one lawyer speaks to the other lawyer at a din Torah, and they say, in all due respect to my learned colleague, and then they say he's a gan and a shakran and whatever. So it goes with the nusach, in all due respect to my learned colleague. So you shouldn't do this with your son-in-law. Baal Kapanim here, they had to do the shidduch. Baal Kapanim, what are they arguing on? They're arguing in this nekuda. Is the heter in Tzavaz Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, when one person has two names and one person has one name, is it because it's not like the tzava? So then we look at it when they're getting engaged. If, however, the heter is, like the Tzemach Tzedek says a beferish, and it's presumed that the Chassam Sofer also held so, the heter is that it's partially two different names. This person's called Moshe, and this person called Moshe Tovia. Moshe Tovia and Moshe are plain two totally different names, different people. So it doesn't make a difference whether you add it, whether people use it or not. It's partially people with different names. So that's the next nafka mina. So we went through Shini Hashem, Gittin, Tzavaras Yehuda Chassid. Next, common Ashkenazic custom that we name children only after people that are no longer alive. Sfaradim hold it a big covet, you name it after the grandfather, but in Ashkenazim, don't name after people. Only people that are not alive. One of the great Rabbani Ashkenaz was called the Wurzberger of Rabbi Yitzchak Dov Bamberger. Actually, his son was, his enkel of his was here yesterday. It's called the Wurzberger of Rabbi Yitzchak Dov Bamberger. He was known more by his German kinri, Rab Zeligman Ber Bamberger. To give you an idea of his greatness, they gave out recently the tshuvas of Rab Shmuel Salant. Shmuel Salant came from Volozhin. He moved to Yerushalayim in 1840 to become the Rav there, and he was Nifter in 1909. So he was Rav in Yerushalayim for 69 years. Pretty rough place to be a Rav, imagine, for 69 years. And in his tshuvas, he has a shaila: can the Rav wear like a priest's garment? They called it a talar in German. Or is that called loiselchu b'chukas hagoy? And Shmuel Salant writes that I always assumed that it's chukas hagoy to wear such a garment. But I happened to be traveling through Germany, and I came into the shul of Würzburg, and I saw there Rab Zeligman Ber Bamberger, who is the tzaddik hador, and I saw him wearing one, so it must be that it's mutter. Shmuel Salant saw many, many great people in his life, and he happens to refer to him as the tzaddik hador. So anyway, his name was Rab Yitzchak Dov Bamberger. His father-in-law's name was Rab Yitzchak Zekel. Okay, two different names. Anyway, Rab Yitzchak Zekel, the father-in-law, is nifter. After the father-in-law's nifter, Rabbi Yitzchak Dov Bamberger has a boy. At the bris, he gives the name, V'kari Shmoy V'Yisrael, Yitzchak Zekel. People were horrified, mystified. I mean, you call your kid Yitzchak Zekel, your name is Yitzchak. And the Würzburger Rav looked at them and said, what are you talking about? My name is Yitzchak Dov, and this child's name is Yitzchak Zekel. Mamash no shaychus one with another. And therefore, it's totally permissible. I don't even understand what you're asking. I'm called Yitzchak Dov, and he's called Yitzchak Zekel, and it's two totally different names. It's pretty clear that he understood that Yitzchak Dov was one name, not he had a name Yitzchak, and he had a name Dov. And now his kid has a name Yitzchak, and his kid has a name Zekel. But it's one name, and we'll prove it soon that Hitaka really held so. And therefore, his name is Yitzchak Dov. This child's name is Yitzchak Zekel. So it's two totally different names.
If someone names a child after someone that had two names, and if it's one of the names, he's also not naming it.
Depends what you're trying to do when you give a name. The Machlokes Churas Shai in Minchas Elazar, when you give a name, are you trying to pull over that person's neshama into the child? Or you're just trying to remember the child, the person. And he says that the nafkamin is, do you have to give the whole name or not? If it's just a memory, so however you remember the person. If, however, you're trying to pull over the neshama, it has to be the same thing. What's the machlekes? Can you name someone after a person who died and is not buried yet? Trishai says you can't because he still needs his neshama for another few minutes. And Minchas Elazar says, no, it's just the zakar. Anyway. Now, so that's one story with the Würzburger Rav. Now let's go to a different story. The Netziv was called Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin. He had a son-in-law, Rabbi Fol Shapiro, a yeshiva of Volozhin. Fol Shapiro had a famous son-in-law called Rabbi Chaim Priske. Rabbi Fol Shapiro himself was a son of Rabbi Arya Leib Shapiro, known as Rabbi Leib Lekovna, one of the great Gedolim of Lita, probably the Bar Plukta with Rabbi Yisrael Salanta in about Musa. Put that aside. Now, one day, Rabbi Leibel Kovna is Nifta. Rabbi Fol Shapiro, his son, has a son. Wants to give a name after his father, and he does. The Sandik was the Zayda, the Netziv. And he gives a name, Rekoyesh Mavisol, Arya Leib. The Netziv, who's there at the brisk, Sandik, holding the kid, says, what do you mean Ayaleib? Mir Ruftman Hirshaleib. Although his name was Naftali to Yehuda, everyone called him Hirshaleib. How do you give a kid the name Leib? Of Mir Ruftman Hirshaleib? So you see that the Netziv himself did not hold that Hirshaleib and Naftali to Yehuda Hirshaleib is a different name than Ayaleib. Now, what did Rabbi Fol Shapiro, the son-in-law, what did he answer back? The Fol Shapiro said, you know why you're complaining? Because you're a litvak. Now, he did not mean it to come out the way it sounded, because the Fol Shapiro himself was a litvak. And this is what he explained. He says, Arya means a lion. The Yiddish translation of a lion is a leib. Or, if you did Polish pronunciation, you'd call him Alaib. Yehuda means praise. Yehuda ata yaducha achecha. The Yiddish translation of it is Loib. Varai, the Maral, is called Rabbi Yehuda Loib. Navas, because you're a Litvak, and you pronounce a chaylim like a tzere, so Amela, to you, Leib and Loib sounds like the same thing, that's why you're complaining. But you should know, it's a b'chal nish kashum shaychis. It's a nishta kashum shaychis b'chal. My father's name was Arya Leib, and your name is Hirsha Leib. You just pronounce it a like a tzayit. Very important to your sight. Thought went further into this, is that really there's Arya Leibs, the Yehuda Leibs, and there's Chaim Leibs. Like Chaim Shmulevitz was called the Chaim Leib. That L'chayra Leib is Leb, like from the Lashon of living. So really, although many of us pronounce everyone as Arya Leib, but Yehuda Leib, with Chaim Leib, it's mamish three different things. There's Arya Leib, or Leib if you want to, there is Yehuda Leib, and there's Chaim Leib. I happen to have a son called Yaakov Leib. I haven't figured out that one. But upon him, what are they arguing about? The Würzburger Rav understood Yitzchak Daiv and Yitzchak Zekel Apasha two different names. And they're two different names. The Netziv and Rabbi Fol Shapiro didn't understand it like that. The Netziv felt, even though my name is Hirsha Leib and the child's name is Ayah Leib, but you're giving the same name? Even a Befal Shapiro who did it was only because he had a cheshmer that stuck a different names. This one is called Leib and this one is called Leib. And that's the fourth chilek. It's wondering like this. At the end of Shemin Esrei, there's a minig based on a Shlach Kaddish to say a posik that begins and ends with the first and last letter of your name. Now, imagine someone has two names. Let's say Avram Yitzchak. Does he say two psukim? One starting with an aleph, ending with a mem. And another one starting with a yud and ending with a kuf? Or does he say only one pasuk, starting with an aleph and ending with a kuf? I've speculated about this. And I wanted to postulate that the Würzburger Rav, who said Yitzchak Daiv and Yitzchak Zekel are two totally different names, probably only said one pasuk, starting with a yud and ending with a beis. And I decided I'll find out. Called up a prominent einikel in Manchester called Reb Simcha Bamberger, gives the largest afyomi share in Europe. And I asked him, your grandfather, the Würzburger Rav, how many psukim did he say after Shemin Esrei? And he said he only said one pasuk after Shemin Esrei. Started with a yud, ended with a beis. He said, how do I know that? She says, how do you know that? A few generations back. He says, because my name is Simcha Chaim, and I say only one pasuk, starting with a shin and ending with a mem, because that's what my father, who was called Yitzchak Daiv, told me to do. So I know that in our family, we only say one pasuk. This is l'shitase, that it's all one name. I would like to speculate, and this I have no way of proving, that the Netziv said three psukim. And Mamela, he considered it three different names. was giving a shiur in London on this, and someone told me he was also had this shaila. He had two names. Should he say one pasuk or two pasukim? And he decided he was going to ask Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky had three names, Shmaryo, Yosef Chaim. And he asked Reb Kanievsky, do you say one pasuk or do you say three pasukim? And Reb Chaim said, I say four pasukim. I say one starting with a shin and ending with a mem, and then three for all of them, because I don't know myself the answer to this question about So Al Kaponim Va'ofen, just to review what we learned tonight, is that we have a Chakira. Is a person who has two names, does he have two names, or does he have one name comprised of two words? The Nafkamin is Shini Hashem. In Hilchas Gittin, if you write one of them. In Tzavos, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, can you just add a name which nobody will use? Furthermore, in naming people and the Pasuk after Shmoneh Esrei, just like to add one thought which I believe is a very good raya. There's a Tosefta in Kiddushin that says, Hari at mukudeshes li amanas shani b'sam. A man tells a woman, mukudeshes to you, amanas that I work in, I'm a chemist. V'nimtza b'sam v'bursi. And it turns out he's a chemist and a tanner. Hari zu mukudeshes. Amanas she'ini ela b'sam. I only work in some. And this is a Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. The Tosefta continues. V'cheina oim l'isha, hayat mekudesh shli almanas shani Yosef. Again, almanas, that my name is Yosef. V'nimtza Yosef Shimon, and it turns out his name is Yosef Shimon, harezem kudeshes. Almanas she'ini ela Yosef, eina mekudeshes. The Tosefta is comparing Yosef Shimon to Salman Bursi. Now, Salman Bursi is two separate occupations. No one's going to say he's a Bursi Sam. He's a Sam, and he's a chemist, and he's a tanner. And the Tosefta is comparing it. Therefore, L'chaira, what we see from the Tosefta is that he held that it's taka two different names. With this, you can explain a very difficult Tosefta. Tosefta in Gittin says, if a person has one name begolol and shem echad Yehuda, Rab Shimon Oimer Kosov shem echad megureshes. Even if you write one name is megureshes. Tosis and Daflam Dalet in Gittin says it can't be. Depends where you wrote the get, depends where the nesinus are get. And Tosis says you have to change the girsa in the Tosefta and say pasul. The Bir Agra in Shulchan Aruch on the Salacha says you have to change the girsa to say pasul. The Lamais and Arta Sefta, it says kosher. And if you look in Chazon Yecheskel from Katzel Abramsky, he says, I went through many Kisri Yadis on Tosefta, and all of them said kosher. The Chay of the Pshat is, because the Tosefta, Loim Abay, according to the Beis Meir, that a Reuven Shimon that writes Reuven the Miskri Shimon is kosher, but even if you hold like the Beis Shmuel that it's possible, but that could be al shini Hashem. But writing one of them alone would be enough, like the Michter Melio. So the Tosefta in Gittin holds like the Tosefta in Kedushin, which holds that it happens to be two names. Have a good
one. Right,
what?
Right,
and Tosefta again. Not like that. We happen to be learning Tosefta. Good to know.